It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi again, and we welcome you to Border Crossing Studio 4, where we gather at 1500 Universal for requests and dedications. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. I see that we've got Marissa on the phones today, 202-619-2077. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to take your requests and dedications. We're starting off today's show with a request from Assam, India, and Shasinlo Rengma, who wants me to play Jesse J and a song called Flashlight.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I hope that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing along.
Border Crossings, Jesse J. Love that song. Love that song. Thank you for requesting the song from Jesse J. Flashlight to Shasinlo Rengma in India. Namaste to our good friends in India. And I love anything that Jesse J. does. She's so talented. I told her that when I met her a few months back. Tall girl. She can sing. And I said that to her. I said, you know, right? There are many who are out there doing their thing. And there's no disrespect to a lot of the girls who are working so hard to sing and to make a living singing. But Jesse J just knows how to get down. She knows how to have fun and to sing. She's been dating the same guy for the last 7 months. His name is Luke James. The two of them were spotted in Lisbon, Portugal yesterday, where her tour, the Sweet Talker tour, stopped for a performance in Portugal. And she put a photo on the beach with her boyfriend, Luke. And she wrote below it, "I hope he liked his birthday present." And I bet he did. Thanks for tuning in. Border Crossing's on the air, and Waco is with us. Maria and Owalu also checked in on Facebook. You can check in, too. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'd love to hear from you. I want to say hello to everybody in Taiwan. Ni hao. To our good friends from Taiwan, Robert sent an email to us. Robert Tsai is listening and asked me to play this next song, which goes back to the 60s. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival, also known as CCR, and Who Will Stop the Rain? CCR, John Fogerty, here on Border Crossings, and one of my favorites from that band, Who Will Stop the Rain? Well, I hope someone stops the rain, Ray, because we don't need any more rain here.
You know, you forget how short a lot of those old pop songs were. They're like 2.5 minutes, and, you know, we're having a nice little discussion here, and all of a sudden, whoa, the song's fading.
That's right. Who could take a bathroom break back in the 60s on the radio? No one. No one. Not with 2-minute songs. This is Border Crossings, and it is Tuesday, and it is time for Chart Chat. Ray McDonald is here with us, the host of the Billboard Top 20 Weekly Countdown Show, and he's got some news about some hot tunes on the chart.
All right, well, let's start at the top at number one, where Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth log an 8th week with See You Again, their Furious 7 mega hit. And Wiz is on the road right now with Fall Out Boy. So, of course, Wiz is a hip-hop artist. Fall Out Boy is a pop-punk band. And at first, it might sound like a strange pairing, but it's actually working very well, and we will talk about it after the song.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk?
talk about family when family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
From
where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
We keep seeing them again and again. Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. It's deja vu all over again. 8 weeks at number one with, that is a great pop song.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I could have sworn Charlie Puth was Sam Smith. That's who I thought I was listening to.
Oh, yeah, he's got that high register.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charlie was a YouTube star. He got a lot of YouTube fans from videos that he posted, and I think that's probably how he came to the attention of Wiz Khalifa and the songwriters. Wiz is on the road. He's touring North America with Fall Out Boy through August 10th. They're calling it the Boys of Zummer Tour, and, you know, Wiz is a big hip-hop star. Fall Out Boy is a big pop-punk band, and it seems like the two crowds are coming together really well. You know, all the reviews have been very positive. Wiz does a set to open the show, and Fall Out Boy finishes the show. And, you know, it's a good combination.
It's a show I would go see. I mean, you know, Fall Out Boy doesn't attract what you'd think are the typical alternative rock band crowd. Because I've seen their fans, I've seen their crowds, and they're just a bunch of party people.
Yeah.
You know, they like to have a good time, and Wiz Khalifa, he's all about having a good time.
He's all about having a good time. So, yeah, you know, they're united by a common goal of having a good time.
Yeah, man.
Charlie Puth is not on tour. He's represented by backing tracks. Wiz gets to relax after August 10th. Fall Out Boy will be touring the UK and Europe in October. So,
What about poor Hoodie Allen?
Yeah,
he's
Hoodie.
He's on the tour, too.
Hoodie is on the tour, too.
We forget about poor Hoodie.
Oh, Hoodie's probably having the time of his life.
I'm sure.
Mean, talk about great exposure. All right, well, let's move on to song number two. This one is Knocking at the Door. It's Lean On by Major Lazer featuring DJ Snake and Mo. It's moving from 24 to 22. Major Lazer, one of its components is a very, very well-known electronic producer, artist, and we're going to take a closer look at the membership after the song.
each other, but the night was warm. We were bold and young. All around the wind blows, we would only hold on to let go. Buckets, fire gun, we need someone to lean on. Buckets, fire gun, all we need is somebody to lean on. Buckets, fire gun, we need someone to lean on. Buckets, fire gun, all we need is somebody to lean on.
Catchy, isn't it? Lean On, Major Lazer featuring DJ Snake and Mo, 24-22 on the latest Hot 100. Let's talk about Mo, or Moo, or Mö. She's from Denmark, and her name is spelled with an M and a Danish vowel, which is an O with a line through it. And she was asked, well, how do we pronounce your name here in America? And she said, basically, she's good with anything. You know, there are a number of different pronunciations. That Danish vowel is basically unpronounceable in English. So I'm going with Mo. Hmm. And if there are any listeners out there who might be able to guide me and put me in the right direction so that I'm not butchering her name, that would be great. I would love to know how to exactly pronounce it. But for now, we'll go with Mo.
And I wonder if the people in Denmark know that a circle with a line through it here means do not enter.
Right.
Do not go there.
That would be another good question. Are there any Danish listeners out there? Are you aware of the implications of this?
That's right. Call us right now on the hotline.
So let's talk about Major Lazer.
Major Lazer.
It's an electronic project. It was started a few years ago by Diplo, who is all of a sudden this big chart force. He and Skrillex and Justin Bieber are also in 19th place this week with Where Are You Now? So Diplo is all over the chart, and he's also all over social media. He's famous for not mincing his words. He's very outspoken. He got into a little Twitter feud with Taylor Swift a few months ago when he made fun of her figure.
Mm-hmm. And she made fun of him.
That's right. She gave as good as she got, and Lord got in on the act. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of back and forth there. He's very outspoken. He's very entertaining. And let's see, Major Lazer, their latest album is called Peace is the Mission, came out this month. Next year, they're going to have an album out called Music is the Weapon. And they also produced Snoop Dogg's reggae album, Reincarnated. Do you remember that album a couple of years ago?
I do.
Where Snoop briefly became Snoop Lion.
Yeah, reggae.
Yeah, and I thought he did a good job. I liked it. Yeah. I liked Snoop as a reggae act.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah. So
Irie.
I think Snoop made a pretty good fit.
Yes.
As a reggae singer. All right, we have time for one more song. It's from an act that places songs in the top 20 with regularity. I'm talking about Maroon 5. And we're going to look at their touring plans after we hear This Summer's Gonna Hurt. Excuse me, Adam. What did you say? Like a
ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Maroon 5, This Summer's Gonna Hurt. Moving from number 30 to number 23, and it's not gonna stop there. That's a top five song. You know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. It's a guaranteed hit from the reissue of their 5 album. Now, 5 came out last August. And in May, it was reissued with that song as a bonus track. It was co-written by Adam Levine and Shellback, who is a Swedish songwriter-producer. He's part of Max Martin's production company. And I've spoken before about what I call the Scandinavian Mafia. There are these Swedes and Norwegians who just keep pumping out hits, hit after hit after hit. And it's phenomenal how successful they are. Max Martin is sort of a high priest. You know, he's the capo capo de tutti capi of the Scandinavian mafia. He's sold over 135 million singles.
Wow.
I mean, these guys just have this incredible knack for turning out hits. And if you mention their names to casual pop fans, they don't know who you're talking about.
So
I think that's the very best kind of celebrity. You make money hand over fist from songs that you have written, but you can walk down the street and nobody knows who you are.
Yes, it's wonderful for them.
Yeah.
It's the same paycheck. They just don't have to get, you know, hounded for photos and such.
That's paradise. I also think that being one of the voice actors on The Simpsons is probably the best possible job, because that show's never going to be canceled. You make tons of money and still you have your anonymity.
That's true. And you know, The Simpsons, Marge and Homer separate on the next season.
Don't tell me that.
All right, I won't.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Tell
I, won't
me
let,
that.
I won't give
I refuse
away too
to
much.
Believe
I
it.
Won't give away too much.
I just have one more thing to tell you about Maroon 5. It finishes its European tour tomorrow in Lisbon, and then in September it will be hitting part of the world that you like very much, Asia. It'll be in Japan, the Philippines. They'll be playing the Singapore Grand Prix, and then they'll move on to Australia.
And they just left Morocco.
Yeah, that's right.
They were at a big festival there. You know, when you got it going, you got it going. And everything Maroon 5 does these days turns to gold, kind of like Lady Gaga on her first couple of albums, but she's kind of slowed down. So they're just going to ride the momentum and enjoy it while it lasts.
Enjoy that 15 minutes, man.
That's it. It goes fast. Thank you.
I've enjoyed our 15 minutes.
It's up. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate you coming in on the show and your weekly Top 20 Countdown. The Billboard Top 20 Countdown can be heard Thursdays.
Thursdays on VOA 1, and you can also catch it on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits.
And you also do a webcast.
That's right.
With
Shauna, our lady DJ.
That's right,
Shauna
Nikki. Nikki puts you on
Periscope.
Periscope. That's it, Periscope.
Right. We do our podcast on Fridays.
When can people... Fridays. So people can catch you on Fridays. Any idea of the time? Is it always the same or is it different?
It generally goes on Friday afternoons, Eastern time. Of course, that will vary according to what part of the world you are in. Mm-hmm. But look for us on Fridays.
On Periscope on Fridays, and you can see Ray doing his thing in the studio.
That's right. You can see me talking into a microphone.
That's exciting stuff.
It doesn't get any more exciting.
It's compelling.
That.
That's compelling. Thank you, Ray.
You got it, Larry.
This is Border Crossings, and Leonard Segay in Kenya is listening for this Dolly Parton request.
Can't stand to see me happy. See.
Crossings, that is Dolly Parton, and a song request from Kenya for The Pain of Loving You. Dolly Parton continues to work and continues to do her thing. She is in Tennessee, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's where she was born. That's where she runs her Dollywood Amusement Park, and that's where she just bought the Wonderjack Feud Dinner Theater. So she continues to invest in her old hometown, Pigeon Forge. She's an institution there. She's an icon all around the world as well. And at 69, she isn't slowing down a bit. I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossings, and our phone lines are open 202-619-2077. Please call in and make a request if you have a song you'd like to hear, because Marissa would love to talk to you and meet you. She's our new intern, and she and Zoe are both handling the phones. And you're welcome to call in, 202-619-2077. And you can also send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to us, BCVOA, or you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us on Facebook like all the folks have done today. Clement, Gomer, Jonah, so far, he says, I'm listening. Edwina Satu Jallo tunes in Sierra Leone. They've been having some power problems there. The electricity has been going on and off in Sierra Leone. So she said she's doing her best to keep tuned to the show. Haimanat Anetu is tuned in. Nima Eshegaza, the great, is listening. Nege Sindabin tunes in. And Laurel Matt Laria just checked in and said, thanks for playing Maroon 5. I love it. And say hello to Kapila Comaretti for me. So there you go. I just did. So thank you, Laurel, for listening to our show, Border Crossings. And that's at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, Jan in Holland's request. And he's a Billy Joel Piano Man fan, just like myself. Billy Joel's been doing this a long, long time. I've seen him in concert many, many times. In fact, Billy Joel is expected to perform at Bonnaroo. He was just announced as one of the headliners at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a good reason for me to go see him at Bonnaroo, because I love his music. He's called the Piano Man, thanks in part to this hit song, which came in the mid-70s, and it's called Piano Man. Here is Billy Joel on Border Crossings.
On a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La la la, did it all.
estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Advice. I always hated, but looking back, it made me greater. You always told me, forget the haters, just get my money, just get my weight up. Know when I'm lying, know when I'm crying, it's like you got it, down to a science. Why am I trying? No, you ain't buying. I try to fight it, back with defiance. You make me laugh, you make me hoarse, from yelling at you and getting at you, picking the vicious, throwing them at you. Why are you speaking when no one asks you?
Yeah.
is Nicki Minaj and a request for Jessica in Ghana called Right Through Me on Border Crossings. And Nicki Minaj has been on tour for her latest album. She is wearing a big, huge diamond ring. I don't know how she can lift this thing. I think I read somewhere it was 38 carats and it's worth $500,000. It is a big, giant ring. And, of course, everything that Nicki does is big and giant. She doesn't do it small. And the ring is a gift from Meek Mill. Now, she is saying it's not an engagement ring, but the two of them are dating, and that's a lot of coin to drop on a ring if you're not kind of serious about it. So $500,000. Whoo-wee. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and thank you for tuning into the show. Fel Bell joined us on Facebook. Muguri Machuki in Kenya is listening. Hello to everybody in Kisi. Ria Lorvin tunes in Kuwait. Rakundo Theobald says, I'm enjoying your show. Border Crossings rocks. Patrick and Tim is listening. Amin Keeve is in Ethiopia listening right now. Got a Facebook message from Alfred Charlie Jokovic Upgraders. So, Alfred, thank you for tuning in and requesting a Bersh. Ye Miriam is with us. Maktoub Adis, lovely Josephine. All those folks have taken time to check in on Facebook and join the program. And I'd also like to welcome our newest fans to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to welcome Solomon Nagash, Cyril Zomeku, Solomon Bonfro, Natnel Tilfay, Abershi Mariam, Yahom Demare, Tofik Resh, Sium Malaku, Abraham Bio Black, Segid Bogali, Abel Kabede, Edzona Tete, T-Pine Kawa, and Kumneger Alamehu. So welcome, everybody, to Border Crossings on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We are happy to have you tuned in to our show. All right, if you're a One Directioner, you'll be excited about this next request from a listener in Sierra Leone whose name is Magana Domingo. And so we're going to play a song for Magana Domingo for the University of Sierra Leone students who are busy prepping and studying for their exams. One Direction fans started all kinds of rumors this past week that Zayn was coming back. But so far, there's no confirmation other than the rumors and the fans on Twitter and Instagram posting all kinds of messages because he's been busy working on his stuff, his own solo music. And he did send out a message, which probably is what sparked the fans to wonder, because he wrote online on one of these social sites, "My life with One Direction has been more than I could have ever imagined." And this past couple of weeks, he's dyed his hair a couple of colors. I don't know. He was green hair last week, and now he's got white hair. He's dyed it white. And let me tell you, there's nothing great about having white hair, Zane. I know. I try to run away from white hair as fast as I can. But anyway, but the other guys in the band on tour, they're continuing, to tour and be successful as a quartet, as a foursome. So here they are, One Direction with A Story of My Life for the University of Sierra Leone. Everybody tuned in to Border Crossings.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. It seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. My heart open, but
but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet to burn bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. Like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen. The story of my life, I give her love. I spend her love until she's broken.
Crossings with Larry London.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'm a lit to pain singing so he can make it clear.
We in the bed line.
Border Crossings, and a guy who popularized something called auto-tune. His name is T-Pain. You may remember for a number of years, everybody was using this piece of technology that changed your voice. Well, now, on his newest album, which is his fifth album, called Stoicville, The Phoenix, he's decided to get rid of the auto-tune. No auto-tune. He's got a new song out called Say the Word. No auto-tune. Just plain old raw T-Pain. And that's a request from Ike in Ghana, Buy You a Drink, featuring Akon, and that's a song that did feature auto-tune. So that was back in the days that he had auto-tune going on. Apparently, he's changing his career direction. I'm Larry London. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. We will return tomorrow in 23 hours, and we will bring you another great program, I promise, filled with the requests and dedications which you have asked for. You can always call in while we're sitting in here. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Send us an email, and we'll be happy to take your request and get it on 3 to 5 days' wait. And that is if we have the song in our library. We have most of them, but not all of them, because a lot of times we get these requests for some pretty hard-to-find songs. But I thank you for listening. Thanks to Keith, our engineer, and to Marissa and Zoe, our producers today, and our director, Vince, who's at the helm, calling all the shots with his nice sport coat. This is Border Crossings. I'll see you tomorrow. And also thanks to Ray for coming in with Chart Chat today. See you tomorrow on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.